In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heat and humidity aside, this past Sunday was not a very comfortable one for Christians. First, there was Jesus talking about a strange set of family values. I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Such family values turn our focus to God's family, the church. And what made all of this so strange, for me at least, was the fact that our church had a baptism last Sunday. And the impression I got was that it was a nice time for a family reunion. Oh, the parents had fulfilled their obligation by bringing the child to be baptized, and the sponsors, who had affirmed that they will put the child in mind of his baptism, had probably forgotten it by now. And the assembled congregation stifled a few yawns of boredom as they tolerated the lengthening of the service, let alone trying to recall their own baptism into Christ. Overall, there was no sense of the miraculous death and resurrection that had just occurred. Well, along came Pastor Paul, talking about death and dying with Christ. Oh, he had just finished testifying to the Romans about the wonderful grace of God in Christ Jesus, the grace of God that justifies us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Great, say the Romans. If God's grace is so free, why not sin all the more so that God can spread around more of his grace? If God is in the grace business, let's give him something big to forgive. But for him, anyone who asks such a question has forgotten the meaning of baptism. How can we who died to sin still live in it, he says. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For he who has died is freed from sin. So consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. His point? Dead people can't sin. In baptism, you were buried with Christ. You are dead. You don't get resurrected to new life if you don't die. So in baptism, first you die, then you live. Another pastor comes on the scene, Pastor Luther, and he once put it this way, that baptism is a once-in-a-lifetime event that takes a whole life to complete. On the pages of his catechism, he reminds us that our sinful self, with all of its evil deeds and desires, should be drowned through daily repentance, and that day after day, a new self should arise to live forever in God's presence. As Luther put it someplace else, the old Adam is a mighty good swimmer who doesn't drown easily in the water of baptism. Our lives are still held in tension between the old self and the new. Daily we die to ourselves, our old selves, and rise with Christ. Daily we learn to rely on God to do for us that which we cannot do for ourselves. Daily baptism affects our lives as certainly as Christ's new life is given us. Common choices, judgments, decisions are all affected by this death and life of baptism. The things that we value most, the things on which we spend our time, our money, our energy, even our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, all of these are seen in a new light, the new light of Christ's resurrection. Every phase of life is touched, for we live as dead people who have lost all hope in this world, so that we might live as those who know that they have been raised in order to be claimed as God's own. Last Sunday's yawns of boredom and our own dull acceptance of baptism are startled by this fact. To be baptized is to be condemned to die. Death is a dress rehearsal. Dress rehearsal for the last day of our lives, as well as for every day of our lives in which we must die to all that makes us less than what God wants for us. But baptism is also resurrection practice. Between our death in our baptism and our death at the end of our earthly lives, we live in that strong and sure hope that the same God who has raised us from the water of baptism will raise us again, pulling us from the tomb like newborn babes come from the womb. And we live in the confidence that comes from baptism because we have already been through a trial run of our death and resurrection. We do not fear death because we do not fear that which we have already done. Baptized, we die. Yes, but also baptized, we live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.